As teen pregnancy rates fall across the country, Grand Traverse County is still struggling to bring them down. A new program in Traverse City is trying to help. It's restructured and expanded to include dads. IPR's Taylor Wisner met one who's getting support.
Austin Duff is 15 years old, and his son is about to turn one. He and his girlfriend got pregnant accidentally.
When I found out, I didn't know what to do or say. I didn't freak out. I didn't question it. I just kind of did it. I still sometimes can't come to realization with it.
But even though Duff didn't plan on being a father so young, he's happy to be a dad. He says he felt his paternal instinct kick in early.
When he went to go get circumcised and I heard him crying and screaming, I kind of just felt a lot of rage. Like my blood ran hot because I heard him crying and screaming in pain. This room is the baby play area. It has all of his toys, and there's the books for all the kids.
Duff lives with his girlfriend's family in Buckley. There are 9 of them in the house right now. The rooms are packed, so Duff sleeps in the basement. It's bitterly cold down there, but he says it's okay once the space heater kicks in. Duff says the family has made it through some tough times, like when his girlfriend's WIC benefits lapsed and they were out hundreds of dollars in groceries. But Duff says they made it with the help of the Generations Ahead food pantry.
Usually I'll take a duffel bag in there to fill it up for a week or two. And they'll give me diapers, and I'll pick out what food I need for the house, like cereal, milk, eggs, canned food. I bring that home, and everyone's like, ooh, food, and kind of just digs into it for what they want.
Generations Ahead is a teen parenting program at Duff's High School. For decades, a similar program was tied to the Women's Resource Center and served 5 counties. But last fall, it narrowed its focus to Grand Traverse County and those who can travel to it. It also now serves dads. Margie Rich, the director of Generations Ahead, says accidental pregnancies are more common in rural areas. She says providing simple goods can make a huge difference for struggling parents and helps them stay in school.
They're so bogged down in just maintaining their daily life that they have little opportunity or time in their lives to think about what next. What am I motivated to do? What would be sort of my ideal job?
That's been the case for Duff. He explored different career options and narrowed in on one.
And then I started getting interested in welding because that's a form of art and it pays really good money and I really like it. I went to the Career Tech Center and went and studied what they do and how it all works.
Back at Duff's house, it's quiet. He tries not to make too much noise because his son and girlfriend's parents are sleeping. Her parents work the night shift so that they can babysit while Duff and his girlfriend are at school. Duff says they have helped him bond with his son, Brandon.
One night, Brandon did not want to sit down. He wanted to stand up. He wanted to be held. And every time I sit down, he'd scream. And her dad walks through the door from getting out of work and says, stand up with him, turn on some music, and just sing to him. And I did that, and he fell asleep almost instantaneously. And it was the greatest feeling that I've ever had, just to have him cuddle up to me and fall asleep on my shoulder.
Tomorrow. I'm not going to break down and call you up when my heart cries out for you.
Generations Ahead is the only program in rural Michigan that offers intensive hands-on support for teen parents. Teens can also meet twice monthly with a case manager from the state's Department of Health and Human Services to get parenting guidance. If they get the funding, the hope is Generations Ahead could expand to other nearby counties like Lake and Misaukee, where birth rates are almost double the state average. For Points North, I'm Taylor Wisner.